write your book. I will 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 write your book right now. Listen up.
All right, cassette tape. Well, I guess cassette tape one. Welcome to I Will Write Your Book. Here's the deal. My name's Will Hines. I'm a ghost author. That means I write books for other people, and they get the credit, and that's cool with me. But what I do is I record my meetings with these clients, and I release those recordings as part of this podcast. And this is so people who are hardcore fans of the publishing industry, that they can see how things work behind the scenes. But well, today's kind of a special episode, but before I get into that, let me introduce my co-host for these recordings, Karen Donahue, my copy editor. Hello, Karen.
I'm just not quite sure why you went through that whole rigmarole, and there's no guest here.
It's just a habit. There is no guest. Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Force a habit?
Force a habit, I guess. Yeah, it just feels like for the episode to start, I got to go through all that. But yeah.
Because I'm not writing a book. And I don't want you to write one.
Yeah, what I just said doesn't apply to this episode.
Right.
I should have said. Listeners, this is our last episode. This is the final. Wait, you're surprised?
Yeah, I'm actually.
Oh, well, you knew there was no guest.
I knew there was no guest.
So you're like, okay, yeah, Karen, I'm doing this in the worst order. Karen, this is the last episode of the podcast. I should have told you. I'm sorry that I didn't.
Okay.
Huge,
all right.
Huge problem on my part.
Okay. I needed to come here and talk to you about something, and that's why I came here in person. But
yeah, I was wondering why you were agreed to do this recording when you knew that I didn't have a guest.
Right. I was kind of curious about what was going on, but I said, you know, what the hell? I have some news to tell you. But anyway, apparently you have news to tell me, I guess.
Yeah. The reason I'm ending this podcast because I'm ending my career as a ghostwriter. And it's because I got a job.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it's a job for a publishing company. Mm-hmm. I can't disclose which one, but it's one of the big ones. I am moving to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hiring me to be an editor. And as part of my contract, they're going to publish two books that I write. So I'm going to be an author, mm-hmm. not just a ghost author, as well as an editor for one of the big publishing firms of New York City. And so I'm not going to have time to do ghostwriting. So I'm ending that career and this podcast.
Huh. Wow. So congratulations. This is big news.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, but can I just take a guess which publishing house?
Okay, I'm not going to necessarily confirm or deny it because I was told to be discreet, but yes.
Canary McGill.
Oh my God, yes. Canary McGill. How did you know? That's incredible. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And Canary McGill, because, you know, they're quite big, but they're not as big as like Penguin or Little Brown and David and like... Mm-hmm. So it's well, you know,
turn a profit. I'll tell you that
Yes. I did my due diligence
and respected.
I agree. You know what? I forget you're in the biz. So it's just not a name that people outside of the biz might know. Mm-hmm. But Canary McGill. Yeah. How did you know that? You just had you doing your tarot card thing again, or
I'm on the board.
Oh, wow. You're on the board of Canary McGill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on the board there.
So, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've known you're very successful in a lot of business ventures. So
right.
I didn't...
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, were you somehow involved in my hiring?
What do you think?
Oh my God, Karen, you got me this job?
I did.
Holy McTamoli. I can't believe you.
Why can't you believe that?
It's
I wanted to do something nice for you.
It changes my life. It gives me financial stability. It gives
well,
me some
I
prestige.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a change. Trust me.
Entry level is $35,000 a year. So.
Oh, okay. That is lower than I thought. All right. That's okay. But
you didn't inquire?
I forgot to ask. I was so excited when they made an offer. I just jumped. I said yes, and I hung up the phone.
You already got a place in New York?
Yes. I'm going to have to maybe get a different one because I overshot my budget a little bit.
Yeah.
I rented an apartment on Central Park West and 76th Street. So I got to redo
that. No, you can't. You're not going to be able to afford that.
But I'll still have to, you know, maybe Upper East Side or something. But
you could get a second job. Well, I guess, you know.
I'm kind of hoping to let that go. I really just want to focus on this one job and just do my absolute best at it. So.
Right. And you're obligated to write two books, too, as part of your contract. You have to write two books.
I mean, I'm thrilled. I've always wanted to be an author instead of a ghost author. Uh-huh. So. Uh-huh. I guess technically it is an obligation, but it is one that I'm excited to fulfill.
Okay. Okay.
I'm thinking memoir for the first one, and second one, maybe a collection of essays with my observations of society. And
just to be clear, you don't pick what you're writing. Oh. It's assigned to you. So it's whatever is next up on the docket.
Oh.
And then it just gets distributed among the editors, like who's going to write this, who's going to write that. Oh, so it'll be assigned to you what you're going to be writing.
Oh, I wasn't aware that that's how books ever work. So
that's how it works at Canary McGill, I'll tell you. And it's a successful formula.
Oh, so what kind of stuff will I be writing? Is it sort of, the plight of the common man? Is it the state of America? Is it...
a lot of, how-to gardening.
Gardening. So okay.
Popular. Unbelievably popular. Gardening is difficult and people are not good at it.
I also am not good at it. I did try to grow some tomato plants a couple years ago and I ended up almost strangling myself on the on the vines.
Right. I know. They can get out of hand. That's why people need these books. Okay. You're doing a great service.
At that time.
What an opportunity though. Your name's going to be on it.
That is exciting. I do love that my name's on it. It was... They're a wee bit dry, those books. They're a wee bit dry.
Mm-hmm. And we like it that way.
Mm.
Right to the point. You're really just adding text to accompany photographs.
Okay. So no room for a little razzmatazz.
No quips, no nothing.
A little zhuzhuzh.
No, people don't want that.
Okay. Not a little Elon.
No. Mm. I don't think you're going to... there's also that. Then there's rewiring... Huh? Books, how to rewire a lamp. How to rewire a lamp.
What does that mean? Rewire?
Yeah,
how to rewire. The lamp's wired already and you have to redo it?
Yeah. Sometimes when you purchase an antique lamp, the lamp can be very valuable, but the wiring inside is old. Uh-huh. It's degraded over time. Wow. They kind of turn into dust. Rubber doesn't really...
So I'd be writing a book on how to garden and then also how to rewire a lamp.
It could, rewiring in general.
Uh-huh.
So it could be rewiring an outlet, rewiring, a shed, an outdoor floodlight.
Any fiction at Canary McGill? Any works?
Not at the entry level position. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to prove yourself over 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Then you get
long.
Into the fiction pool. Okay.
Well,
even in the memoir.
Memoir?
Memoirs, 25 years. That's you can do
so
a memoir.
Long.
You have to live a life.
Oh, I've lived a life. I've lived, as you know, I've gone through a lot just in my talking with you. You slashed my face. expressed my anal glands, I believe, on one. And at one point, I remember.
And this is why I felt it was my obligation to make sure you're taken care of while I'm gone.
What do you mean you're gone?
Right. Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about and why I agreed to come here.
That's what's happening.
I don't want to poop in your picnic basket, okay?
Poop away. You're always welcome to poop in my picnic basket. What's happening?
Well, I've been indicted.
Oh my God.
I've been indicted.
Oh,
I need
no.
I mean,
I guess I hear you do so much corporate wheeling and dealing, and I know a lot of that is merger and sort
sometimes
of contract
sometimes it's questionable,
and
sometimes there's things that I have no control over that other people do, and I don't see it.
But your name's on the document or whatever.
My name could be somewhere in a document somewhere, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I have said a lot of incriminating things on this episode that...
Well, this podcast.
On this podcast. Mm-hmm. This podcast.
This episode, you're squeaky clean
so
far.
Oh, I'm squeaky clean so far.
Yeah, we haven't talked about a lot of your... past adventures on
right,
previous episodes.
Which honestly didn't seem like crimes at the time, but now knowing what I know now and who I was, let's say, in bed with.
Like Pete Townsend?
Yeah. Few others. Others to name a few. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm so sorry that this podcast led to your troubles. It sounds like it
least contributed. Oh, no, it didn't at all.
Good.
No one listens to this and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I'm just saying this could be used in court. So I honestly... Okay. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, if we just say now that this was not real and I was never here.
What do you mean?
What are you telling me? Anything that I've said was untrue and a joke. Ha
ha. But it wasn't a joke. We were talking about our real selves and our real lives and things we did.
But I need you to right now acknowledge.
I getcha.
Everything I have said has been an untruth.
But it was true.
But you have to, I need you to, I need you to say it for me. Okay?
Okay, say what?
Everything I've ever said has been untrue.
But that's not true. You've been straight as an arrow this whole time. You've been an open book. We've gotten to see the real you, the inside dope, the skinny. You know, it's practically been like a deposition. It's a congressional record of your true thoughts and feelings.
You know what? It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
None of this really matters.
Jesus.
Because I'm marrying a prince.
What?
I'm marrying a prince. I will be untouchable. I'm leaving the country.
Slow down. Slow the G down. You're marrying a prince?
Lithuania. Boop.
I didn't even know they had a royalty.
Oh, they do.
Love the Lithuanians. Very, very attractive people. Is he a looker? What are we talking?
Of course.
Oh, yeah?
Hot, hot, hot.
Describe him to me. What sort of attractiveness we got going?
6'6".
Ooh, baby. Love it.
225.
Oh, this is like Christopher Reeve territory. You know? A real Superman build.
Blue eyes.
Oh, baby.
Dark hair, a little salt and pepper, a little salt and pepper.
A little dignity, a little Reed Richards.
Very, very athletic.
Okay, how'd you land this prince, Karen? I mean, I know that you've had a very involved romantic history, and we've detailed some of those, some of those chapters.
Right.
In truthful detail.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a pretty big pull for you, for you, I think. This is,
I'm charming.
Yeah, but charming. You know, I'm sure this Lithuanian prince runs into charming people all the time, right?
Right.
He's traveled in high societies.
Well, so I travel in high society as well. I was out on my boat.
Okay.
In the Med. That's the Mediterranean.
Okay, yeah.
And he saw me.
He saw you.
He saw me. He pulled
up. Because
I
know you pilot the boat yourself sometimes. You'll run it as just a one-person crew.
Right. Right. He saw me.
Uh-huh.
Permission to come aboard. Granted.
Oh, boy.
The rest is history, baby. I'm marrying a motherfucking prince.
Jesus.
So it doesn't really matter because...
Did you just snort? You're excited. That's okay. I don't mean to call that out.
Filled with glee that I'm...
Marrying a Lithuanian prince.
These fuckers aren't going to be able to touch me, okay?
They're trying to take me down.
How does being married to a
prince make you legally invulnerable? I don't think that has anything to do with it, right? Like, there can still be extradition.
There is no extradition from Lithuania. I made sure of it. Are you all right?
No, I'm super sick.
That's just great. That's just great. I gotta get out of the country, okay?
No.
Nothing can fuck this up for me, okay?
You gotta stay here.
Nothing can fuck this up for me. Well, you're really, I could stay here. I could even maybe come back occasionally if you would just say that everything that I have ever said on this podcast has been an untruth.
That would do it.
That would do it.
Okay. Everything you've said, what are you laughing at? Go ahead and say it. I think I know what you're thinking. Go ahead. I know what you're... Go ahead, just say it. Let the listeners in on this.
I don't know if I can get it out.
Just go ahead and say it. I want you to say it. Just do it.
Okay, well... Well, I do believe when you sneezed earlier, you farted.
I did. That's true. Yeah, that is very true. And I would like to apologize for that because
it is quite offensive. It's actually as if you shit your pants a little bit.
I don't think that happened, but I can understand why you would think that. I'm really sorry. We haven't done a lot of these episodes in person, and so really apologize. Don't mean your highness to disrespect royalty.
You couldn't help it.
You were too excited.
You couldn't help it.
The sneeze truly caught me off guard.
The sneeze really got you off guard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, so that was
okay. Something. Okay, we're okay now. I think we're all right.
I think we're clear of that, but I do apologize. That was very ungroomed of me.
Well, I would expect nothing less.
Me either, you know? Me either. Yeah. I think it fits right in. So you're going to be a princess, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Lithuania, no extradition.
No extradition.
But you can't come back to America then if these charges are pressing.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. Unless you say everything I've ever said has been an untruth.
Okay. All right.
This is the only record of what I've done, really.
Yeah. Okay.
The only damning record. Anything else I can explain away.
All right. I, Will Hines, attest that everything that Karen Donahue has said on this podcast prior to this episode.
Yes.
Has been. I can't do it. 100% true, baby. It's 100% true. It is the God's honest truth. It is carved in stone.
It's okay.
Etched into golden
it's
plates
all right.
And dug up from the ground.
You know, I know it's a lot to ask from you, Will.
I just
I know
can't
it
help
is.
It. I can't lie.
I've made my bed. I've made my bed.
Yeah, with a
I
lot
tried
of
to help you.
Didn't you have an affair with like Justin Timberlake or something like that?
That has happened, sure.
Jeez Louise.
And I don't regret it. But here's the thing. I'm going to get my money out, and I'm going to get my money out quick.
Okay.
And then I'm getting the fuck out of here and never coming back.
What, are you withdrawing from Canary McGill, too? Because that could screw me over.
Oh, I'll just, you know, I'll put a clause.
Okay, I appreciate it. You'll protect me.
Yeah. Now what's wrong?
Just checking the recording.
Are you wearing a wire?
No, I'm just...
Are you wearing a wire?
No, don't worry about that. I just had to make sure, because, you know, we're doing this podcast. I just had to make sure it was recording.
Is that why you nearly shit yourself? Because the feds got you to wear a wire? Is that what's happening right now?
Hey, Karen, how dare
Take
you?
Take your shirt off.
What do you say? What? No.
Take your shirt off right now.
Out of respect for you as a woman, I would never... Dane.
You son of a bitch.
What? Ow! Let go of me. Ow! Ow! God damn it! Stop ripping my shirt! It's an Old Navy t-shirt! Ah, what? All right, so what? I'm wearing a wire.
You fucking idiot.
They got to me. They threatened me. They said they were going to make me delete my podcast. That's hundreds of views. Gone.
Views?
Whatever. Listens. Downloads.
Oh, Christ.
So I'm wearing a wire. And I've been wearing a wire.
You've been wearing a wire?
Yes, since episode one.
You piece of shit.
No, I'm not. I stand for justice. You're a liar, and you're a corporate liar, and the feds got to be and convinced me that you are evil, and I am taking you down.
So you're taking the feds' side, huh?
Yeah, that's right, because I take the side of goodness. I am a superhero, and you are Dr. Octopus.
So this entire podcast?
Yes.
Has been about you trying to take
sting
me
operation.
Down.
I've been trying every episode to guide your conversation into confessing things ever so subtly.
Okay, well, I'm going to send an email to Canary McGill.
Wait, no. Don't do that. No, that's my job. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hey, come on. What's a little wire wearing between friends?
Okay.
What's a little, come on, Karen.
Prior to the start date of September, disregard the candidate known as Will Hines.
God damn it.
You had a future, Will, and now you don't.
Son of a bitch, I should have seen this coming.
You think you can fuck with me?
I did think I could. Yeah. I thought I could.
You didn't want to back out of this after I sliced your face?
I was more convinced than ever. I was like, she is crazy. I have to get something. But you're very crafty. You're always very careful with what you say. It's tough to pin you down.
Well, listen to this, Agent Clark.
Huh?
I'm talking into the wire.
Oh, I see. I thought you were calling one of my nipples Agent Clark. But you're leaning over and just talking
into
the wire.
You're a moron.
No, I'm not.
You're
it looked like
moron.
You were talking
you're
into
moron.
One of my nipples. You leaned over and you angled your head downward toward one of my nips. And
you're never going to catch me, Agent Clark.
That's not to me, right?
No, you're not Agent Clark. Okay. I know the guy who's on my case, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. His name is Agent Clark. Have you talked to him at all?
I forget. Yes, but names, I'm bad with them. He's got gray hair, really nice, sort of very prominent brow, you know, Kennedy-esque. Looks like a successful.
You're
gym
a
teacher.
Traitor,
huh?
You're a traitor
no,
and
I'm
a coward.
No, I'm neither of those
you're
things.
You're a traitor
an
and a
act
coward.
Of bravery on the
I
side
was your
of justice.
Friend, I was a friend to you.
Kind of. I mean, you did belittle me every time and try to always convince the clients to not hire me. You remember that? And you would also always take their side against me pretty universally. That is also true.
It was always in your best interest.
Are you out of your gourd, lady? Are you out of your gourd? Are you a nutty nut? What is happening here? How many pennies you got rattling around the bank? I'd say not many.
Ref just around your...
What are you doing? God damn it. What are you doing? What are you... Ow, you're twisting the wire. God damn. Ow, my nips. You're ripping off. God damn, you severed one of my nipples. You mad woman. You lopped off a nipple.
Yeah.
What the... What's going on?
You mutilated me.
You
mutilated... Big deal. What are you going to do about it? Huh?
I was getting sewn back on.
What are you going to do? You're not going to...
How? I can't believe it didn't hurt more. I was so shocked. I think it must have been the fart.
You're not going to...
It was keeping me powered somehow or numb or whatever.
You're not getting out of this.
What do you mean I'm not getting out of this?
No one is going to help you.
What are you talking about?
No one's here to help you.
Well, Agent Clark can hear on the wire. You know.
You think that he's listening?
Well, I mean, it's being recorded.
It's being recorded in an empty room. Filled with no one. They're just trying to build a case.
The F, what are you going to do?
You think someone's sitting in another room? You think there's like a suite full of agents ready to take me down?
Two guys in a van or something like that?
No, they don't have time for this.
What the?
You wear a wire. They're just making recordings. They're going to sift through it later at a much later date when it's closer to my court date.
But you want to
see what they can use.
You know, add more charges by hurting me? Don't be silly. You know, you're already in trouble, you know.
Doesn't matter what I do now. I'm a fucking...
What are you standing up? Don't
princess.
Stand. You're not a princess yet, exactly, but...
I will be.
Okay.
And I don't ever have to answer to anything
how
I
are
do
you, How are
here.
You lifting me up with one arm? What is happening? You're lifting me up? How is that? How are you this strong? Like, well, you're like an astronaut. Oh, my God. Damn it. The fuck? You just threw me out my window. What the hell? You crazy woman. You threw me
I'm
out
crazy.
A second story window.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You betrayed my trust.
A little bit, yeah.
You betrayed my friendship. I was kind to you.
Rarely. Rarely.
I was good to you.
Never. I mean, never. You were antagonistic, browbeating, undermining.
Everything I did was for your own good.
I can't believe that. I mean, I can't. I, it just, it's not true.
When I walked in here, how did you feel?
Today?
Yes.
Happy.
You did.
Yes.
How about any other day in the last year and a half? How did you feel?
Usually pretty good. How's that? What answer are you looking for here? I'm not sure.
You felt happy?
Yeah, usually, you know, I'm doing all right.
Do you think I had anything to do with that?
maybe, I guess a little bit, you know, you're in my life. And yeah, I guess we, even though it was all a ruse to make you talk, I guess there was a...
You felt fulfilled this last year and a half. Yeah, like you were doing something good.
Like I had a purpose, yeah.
Yeah, like you had a purpose. And like you had a friend that you were fucking over.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Your life was interesting, not boring like it always been before.
I got to meet a lot of cool people, yeah, and
yeah,
get some interesting ideas given right to me, and yeah, I got to do some fun stuff, you know, and
I hope it was worth it.
All right. Let me just try this. Agent Clark. Paging Agent Clark.
They're not going to...
Paging, Agent Clark, come in. Agent Clark, everything that was recorded on this podcast was a lie. Scripts I gave to Karen Donahue.
Well, let's not say scripts.
That I wrote.
Okay, well.
Full eloquence. Anything she said or articulated or elucidated was my genius.
Okay.
In a script, not representative of her true life. They were lies, brilliantly woven by me, brilliantly concocted by moi, an author. How's that?
I'm gonna let you have that. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you have that because what you're doing right now is the right thing. It's the good thing to do.
Got that, Agent Clark? This has all been bullshit. It's not been real.
Right.
It's not truthful.
And I'll let you say that you wrote it and that I was just...
A puppet. A dumb little puppet. A dummy. Dumb little bland puppet with my hand so okay far up her ass, just making her mouth go flap, 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 flap.
Okay.
Anything she said that might be damning to the potential criminal record of Karen Downey was false.
Great.
Concocted by me, the puppet master.
All right. Okay.
Pulling the strings, the master marionetta.
You really are fucking pissing me off right now. But you know what? You've done a good thing. You've done a good thing, and I'm going to let you live.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you live.
Thank you. I mean, you already did throw me out a second story window, but I'm still alive.
Right. Well, that wasn't going to kill you.
Hurt like heck.
Yeah. You deserved it. Let's be honest.
Maybe I did. I only had to write in my frozen shoulder.
You know what? I'm going to let you keep your job at Canary McGill, too.
What? Oh, my gosh. Karen, that's amazing.
I just put that email in the drafts. I didn't send it yet.
Oh, baby. Still a low-level editor and author for Canary McGill.
$35,000 a year.
35.
With an obligation to write two how-to books.
One on gardening, one on rewiring. I can't wait. You know what? I love it. Karen, you're all right.
I know.
I renounced my last year and a half of behavior.
Great. I do not renounce mine, and I will... still be leaving the country, but now I have the ability to come back whenever I want. Want to
answer a couple emails?
Sure, might as well.
Got a couple emails left. We have an email address, but there's literally no reason to write into it because we will not be doing any more episodes. Dear Will Hines, Karen, and other... doesn't apply. Hello there. I'm a hardcore fan of the publishing industry, so this is the perfect podcast for me to ask this question. Psych, I'm not a hardcore fan, and I'm not a fan at all. I listen to every single episode. I'm listening now, and I'll keep listening. You can't stop me. You're my cuck. I have cucked you, and I'm laughing out loud about it. Love, Jake. P.S. Karen is right. Well, who knows what he's referring to when he says Karen is right? But he did cuck me because I sort of tell people only to listen if they're hardcore fans of the publishing industry, and he's not.
But now haven't you cucked him because you'll never make another episode?
Yes. Jake, you've been reverse cucked. Sorry, pal. You just got reverse cucked. Thank you, Karen.
Sure, well.
One more email.
I think we really bonded over that.
This is the last one.
Ever?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, Will and Karen. I wrote in a little while back, and I self-described as a hardcore fan of the publishing industry. I'm writing to inform you that when it comes to the publishing industry, my core has, in fact, grown so hard that I am now the hardest core fan of the publishing industry in the world. Nobody is a bigger fan than me. I know all there is to know, and I've seen all there is to see. All pretenders to the throne will bow before me as I look out on the kingdom of my publishing industry fandom. I dare you to try to outfan me. You can't and you won't. Cowards. Sincerely, but threateningly, Bobby Beans.
Great.
Nice.
That kind of evened out the first one.
Yeah. This is the kind of fan we want.
Well.
Hey. Yeah.
I think you're ready. I think you're ready to cross the bridge.
What does that mean?
You're ready. You've resolved.
Cross the bridge to getting a job?
To the afterlife.
What the... What in Sam Hill are you talking about?
This was a test. It was your purgatory that you've built for yourself.
What?
I'm your guide.
What do you mean you're my guide?
I'm your guide, Will.
I've been tricking you. I had a wire on to catch you.
No, none of that was real.
What?
You're dead now.
That can't be. Look at my...
You've been dead.
My God, my arm...
You've been dead this whole time.
My arm has no substance.
You've made the right choice. You're ready. You're ready to move on.
I have been a ghost.
You have been a ghost.
And now I'm ready to move on to the next phase of existence?
Yeah. You've just been waiting around, stewing.
So no one's been hearing these recordings?
No. Not a single soul.
All these emails have been... manufactured?
Yeah.
You're a supernatural being who just exists to guide me from one plane of existence to another?
Exactly.
Son of a bee.
Yeah.
What a day.
Well, they're not really days here. But if that helps you, then sure. You recognize that I've been trying to help you this whole time. And you chose me. You chose me over some pretend glory, some manufactured glory. You thought you were doing what was right, but what you were doing was wrong. You were betraying me. And now you've made the right choice. And you're ready to let go.
So did I really fart? I mean, is that real? In this continuity. No, right? Because I'm a ghost.
Just like everything else. You thought you farted.
This is a relief. All right, that's it. Goodbye.
That's right. Ever wanted to hear from the neighbor at 9 Cloverfield Lane? Or what if I told you that Dr. Loomis's worst patient wasn't Michael Myers? I'm Adam Peacock, host of the podcast My Neighbors Are Dead. Join me each week as I talk to the lesser-known characters from your favorite horror films. Each week is an all-new, fully improvised journey into the unknown, featuring friends and luminaries from the worlds of comedy, horror, and beyond. New episodes every Tuesday on Campfire Media. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Campfire.